Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Angry Dorks podcast. It's Monday, the December 3rd and stuff. We're all here. We're going to start off. Oh, God, I'm tired. I'm slightly sick. I've got to tell you, people, it is hard to be angry when you're slightly sick. So we got guests.
It's easy to be angry. It's just hard to make a fist.
Does it make it slightly perturbed, Dorks, then?
Yeah, we're like slightly. We're miffed. We might be miffed. We might be miffed today. Okay, we've got our usual people. We got Ed Greer. Say hello.
What is up? I'm eating a sandwich.
Woohoo. Matt Blackwood.
How's it going?
Becky Kluger.
I have bifocals.
Woohoo. And then we have Francisco Calderon.
Why, hello everyone out there.
What's your AKA from Awkward Conversations?
Just to introduce ourselves. We're from Awkward Conversations, another show on the station. I am Cuddles, the sociopath.
Nice. And Frank?
No. Oh, I'm Bad Touch Bad Boy.
Bad Touch Bad Boy.
He really does make his name. Like, he's
I'm sitting between
person.
Bad Touch Bad Boy and Cuddles the sociopath.
Yep, so. Enjoy that.
Good night, everybody.
It's good when we talk about Batman.
Also, can someone close the door?
No.
Joyce. You guys rock.
Closing.
Sometimes air gets in, and then we all sound ridiculous. Mm. Okay, so this was probably the worst start we've ever had to a podcast. We want, as usual, our new startup is our 1 or 2 minute rant. We're going to start off with Ed. Do you have a rant today, Ed Greer?
No.
You're woefully unprepared. Woefully unprepared. Matt Blackwood, I know you're prepared.
I'll think of one after Matt. Matt always fires me up. Come on, Kindling, get it started, baby.
All right, this may fire people up. I don't know. Okay, so all over the blogosphere over the past couple days, like basically yesterday and today, a news story broke that James Gunn, director of Guardians of the Galaxy, the upcoming Marvel movie for Disney, wrote a horrifically sexist and homophobic blog post. And I have multiple problems with this. One, I didn't get to read the actual blog post. It was taken down. And by the time I had read it, he got in front of it really quickly and just put out a big apology thing and took it off of the website. But the problems I have with it are all of these different sources, HuffPost and stuff like that, they all quoted these parts that were, you know, sexist or homophobic. And it was like, it was not bad. Like, it was like, first off, the homophobic thing was, okay, this is what the blog post was. It was, what superheroes would you have sex with? Okay. And so it was all of his blog readers voting on what superheroes they would have sex with.
Fair enough.
And then he lists the winners. It was like the top 25, I think, with a little commentary of, would I have sex with them? And of course, he's a straight male. So when he gets to the guys, it's, oh, I wouldn't have sex with that guy, or I would have sex with that guy because he's kind of girly. Stuff like that.
Okay.
Not offensive.
That's not offensive.
He got to the Flash, and he's like, yeah, okay, if he's going to fuck me in the ass, but it'll be over quickly, sure. Not offensive.
Not offensive at all.
That's chafing, though.
Yeah, I mean.
That's some serious
chafing. I thought the exact same thing. Yeah, I was like, no, that's probably worse. Slow and steady wins this race.
Although, at the same time, if he could vibrate so quickly that it just went through your body, and you just got cum everywhere, you probably wouldn't.
He just
does that not
prostate.
Blow people up? Because
yeah. I don't know. It's a good question.
Does it? It blows shit up.
Like if he makes it, if he fucks up and doesn't do it right, he probably would just destroy you. Yeah,
he just disintegrated instantly.
Yeah. You know what? I think the entire Speed Force is probably a bad idea.
Yeah, it's probably a bad idea
in regards to sex. I mean, has anybody ever been complimented on their speed in sex?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Making someone come, that's probably.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Good call. But the But then the sexist stuff was all like, I would fuck her. Psylocke, she would give you a ninja trained blowjob. And it was like, first off, I don't see what they're finding so offensive about this. Like I said, I couldn't read the entire thing.
Yeah.
It was not available. I think it's still somewhere online. I think you can still probably find copies of it online. I was unable to when I, in the time I had. So first off, I don't find that offensive. Okay. Second, these fucking blogs were from 2 years ago. They were from February of 2011. So they were from a year and, 9 months ago? A year and 10 months ago. A year and 10 motherfucking months ago. This is not new.
It took them this long.
This is a fucking witch hunt. This is them going, hey, let's see what dirt we can dig up on the guy who's making the new Disney movie. You know? Like, it's completely ridiculous. This is not somebody reading something and going, oh God, this is offensive. This is somebody looking to be offended.
Yeah.
And you can choose to be offended about anything if you look to be offended. But even more so than that, even more so than the fact that this seems tame, it seems crass, but it seems tame. We do this shit all the time.
Yeah.
Like, we always get crass or whatever. We are making jokes, just like somebody who's writing a blog that's supposed to be funny is writing things that are supposed to be jokes. They're going to be hit and miss on whether they're funny. They're going to be hit and miss on whether they have a basis in truth.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
I mean, you and Mandy are going to have an argument, by the way.
It's fine.
You just said, I read it and I was offended. Maybe it's me and my lady sensibilities.
But the point is not whether you're offended or not. Yeah. Because the point is, it's from 2 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Clearly they were looking for something.
And even if it was, if you do consider it offensive because it's, you know, it's very, oh, I'm a man and I'm going to have sex with as many, you know, things as I can, whatever. Oh my God, they're hot. They're drawn hot. Whatever. It doesn't matter. He should be allowed to say that, first off, without being attacked. And second, it wasn't hate speech.
It wasn't like he like.
It was there was nothing in there.
It wasn't
that
like
was,
I would punch her in the face, make her do the dishes, and then have sex with her.
It was never. You should go rape as many girls, or you should go beat up gay guys. Like there was nothing that was even remotely hate speech at all. I don't see what they can be so offended about.
And egg the whole fucking thing. You know what I mean? That he didn't say that. He didn't say, you know.
Well, there seems to be a serious lack of sense of humor in general. We make crass humor as well, and I myself have no censor, so I just blurt out terrible things about baby holocausts. And
which are good.
The cutest holocausts.
The most adorable. It's just out there, sometimes when you put stuff out, people are going to be assholes, people are going to dig it up, and they're going to try to use it against you. It's unfortunate that it happened, but it's not unexpected.
Yeah, but and here's the... it is unfortunate, but also It's the difference between what we would see something like when Michael Richards went out and said the N-word a bunch of times and then insulted some people, like clearly being racist.
That was, I think, different.
Like, that's what I'm saying is the difference is when you're out there doing something obviously stupid like that, and then there's the difference between nitpicking, and then we're getting to the point now where everybody's going to have to walk on eggshells no matter what they say when they're in the public.
The other thing is James Gunn has been keeping a blog for years. Yeah. He's been out in the public eye. This is the guy who wrote Romeo and Juliet. That was his first thing. I mean, it's out there.
Great fucking movie.
It's on IMDb. He's a crass guy with a crass sense of humor. He does PG porn. I mean, like, those things are hilarious. If you've never seen it, check out PG porn. It's fucking hysterical. I'm saying that is who he is.
Fair enough.
They're attacking who he is, and then he apologized for who he is.
Because you have to. That's the terrible part about this.
That is the worst part of it.
If I made a list of character chicks that I wanted to bang or whatever, and they were all black, would there be some asshole who came up and it was just like, oh,
well,
man,
you don't like any white ladies?
You only want to bang fictional black bitches.
Not even real ones.
Instead of real ones. You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I have a rant.
Okay, well, I was going to... You can do your rant, and then
no,
I'll do mine.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Becky. Your turn. I'm in charge. Becky goes.
We're rant buddies.
This is... it's so funny that this came up, because I was thinking earlier today about how once in a while I will like a Why did I say that? I will like a baseball player, and then I'll be like, hey, that guy John Rocker, good pitcher. And then it turns out he's a racist piece of shit. And, like, that never really happens with a comic book writer, or a stand-up comic.
Okay.
Unless you're Frank Miller.
Oh. See, the Frank Miller thing, that was the other thing though, I wanted to bitch about.
Like, like Frank Miller and Dennis Miller, both of them, like...
Dude.
Went through a change where, yes. Like...
Because they got money.
They hit that tax bracket where they immediately... become Republicans.
Which is interesting also, because they forgot what it's like to be poor. Because I can't tell you, if I had millions of dollars, how glad I would be to give $500,000.
Also, the one thing I'll chime in on that part, though. Both of them were inordinately afraid of 9/11. Both of them changed into what they are after 9/11. I charted this.
Okay, that's
both
interesting.
Both of them went nuts because they were basically saying, it's our responsibility to fight the terrorists every day. And
There was a big swing towards conservatism after 9/11.
Well, mm-hmm. Yes, with how much fear they were carving from it.
They're doing a good job on that.
I mean, Frank Miller's like, I got a cold thing in my stomach. And it's blah, blah. He said that. That's a joke between me and my friends. He always mentions a cold thing in his stomach, and he always mentions lucky, lucky old man, lucky, lucky amateur, lucky something. That's all Frank Miller talks about is how people are lucky. They have cold
we should call him. We should look up quotes, and on the next show, we'll have Miller time. And it'll just be weird quotes that Frank Miller said. Or Dennis Miller. Yeah, we'll do a Miller versus Miller.
Speaking of other people who have gotten way less creative and amusing as they've gotten more conservative. Tim Allen was on TV the other day and just like took every opportunity he could to say that he doesn't like paying taxes. He was like, yeah, I don't like it when my family asks for money, but it's better than giving it to the government. And then he would look back at the audience and
I just know.
Wow.
You know how else they use government funds? Putting people in fucking prison, which is where Tim Allen came from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And on top of that, they also use it for, I don't know, the police, the fire department, teachers, you know, the people who are like, I don't know, improving everybody's lives. Crazy shit like that.
Well, rich people pay the private version of all of that.
And that's
they
fine.
They got private guards, so they don't need police.
They have a private guard,
so they don't need your streets to look fine.
That's
true. They don't need shit. They have a private version of all those things, so they think that nobody else needs anything else.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm. Fuck those people.
Also, end of my rant, Doomsday Preppers is a great show.
Again.
I've actually heard good things
again.
That's a rant.
Here's mine, and it actually has to do with, well, sort of money and sort of what we're going to talk about in a second. I'm getting tired of people saying that Batman's superpower is money. I'm tired of it because Batman has perfected everything that he could possibly perfect and worked his ass off to do it. And admittedly, the money helped, mm-hmm. but I feel like if he had had no money, he still would have done the same thing because we still would have had the same focus. This is the most annoying thing in the world. It's like, well, he wouldn't be shit if he didn't have money. Yeah, he still would have. He would have worked his ass off to be the best that he possibly could be at every martial arts, at every training he could take, at reading every book he could possibly read, at knowing everything and being prepared for every situation.
Well, he would roll up in a beat up muscle car with rust spots on it. Yeah. Get out and fuck your ass up.
Exactly. That would be the only difference.
There would be no smoke pellets because he couldn't afford them. He'd throw some ammonia and bleach on the ground and shit.
And he would fuck you up. And he would have a plan. And that's my biggest, it annoys the shit out of me that people keep saying that. And that's like their big, big, big problem all the time.
I think he would be a big superhero, but I think he would get caught and he couldn't afford the lawyers to keep himself out of jail.
I really want to read the Elseworlds Poor Batman.
Oh my God, that's genius. That's genius.
That's amazing, and somebody needs to write that immediately. Completely fucking disagree. I completely disagree. You try going into any fucking dojo in this city and asking them to train your ass for free. You have to learn things from other people. You have to fly your ass to Tibet and have that time where you're not doing a job and you are paying guys that are like the world's masters in these things to pay you or to train you. That shit is not free.
I think he would have come up with a way to learn it all.
Or read it from the internet and was like, oh yeah, that's how you do that thing.
I mean, a Batman with no money is the Punisher.
He would have went
to the Marine Corps, learned how to kill you with his thumb, then he would have killed a bunch of Iraqis and tail heads, as Miller would say. Either one. and then he would fucking have a certain set of skills. He'd be like the dude from Taken. You know what I mean? He wouldn't be Batman with a fucking cape and exploding pellets and
get under the Batmobile.
Yeah. He did Ra's al Ghul.
I have a certain set of skills. It's getting young boys killed.
Actually, that almost happened. Darren Aronofsky wrote a screenplay for Batman Year One that was basically poor Batman who who's a bum on the streets.
That's awesome.
Who walks into a mechanic's garage and meets Big Al, this big black mechanic who's Alfred.
Yeah.
And it almost got made. And I think the script is still out there. So if you want to read
that.
Yeah,
we should look that up.
Yeah, I definitely would love to read that.
He uses a bat for a time to fuck guys up. Just like, yeah, boy, Batman, deal with it. It's not even ironic and shit. I don't even know what this is. I didn't have the education because I'm poor.
It's obvious why they didn't make that movie, because that is not people's conception of Batman.
Yeah.
But as an Elseworlds, it sounds amazing. I mean, you'd love to sink your teeth into it. Just say like, oh, well.
What would he do? You know,
what else does he do? Like, does he still dress like a fucking bat? Or does he just like carry a bat and like hit people with it?
Yeah, that's what somebody put in here. Without money, he would just have a baseball bat and a bat bicycle.
Cool. He'd still be Batman.
And Klee says he wouldn't be able to have everything bat-shaped, which is a good point.
Yes, exactly. That was my argument, that there's no way that he carved all those little things in
his
bat
shapes.
His
marketing plan would be ruined.
Right, right.
He could learn martial arts videos from YouTube videos.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I did, and I'm a badass now. That's what Stouty
that
said.
That guy with the nunchucks that does a flip and hits his head on the ceiling.
Exactly. He'd be that guy. He'd be a guy that tried to film himself doing something and got on Daniel Tosh. Like that.
Okay, so now, since we're here, let's talk about should we do favorite Batman movies and then most hated? Or most hated and then... Let's do favorite Batman movie first. Start with you, Ed.
I don't know, man.
The Path of the Dark Side is easier.
Yeah, the Path of the Dark Side is easier.
It is.
Force lightning there.
I know. All right, let's not even do our favorite. Let's just talk about how much shit we hate.
Well, I think we should allow our guest to go first.
Yeah.
This is all Frank's, Bad Touch Bat Boys area. I think, honestly, Frank will have a lot more to say on this.
Okay.
A lot and not that much, actually. I like everything.
Yeah, he
Batman.
Loves it too much. That's the problem.
I even like Batman Forever and Batman Return.
No, you Batman son of a bitch.
Which we have gotten in fights over. He has sat me down in my apartment and said every single line to the movie as the movie is playing.
I don't have issues.
You have serious issues.
Well, usually people only do that with The Little Mermaid.
If I had to choose, though, I would probably choose... Batman and Robin. Even though I really like it.
You really like Batman and Robin? Okay.
So it's like a train crash.
Since that's my favorite, my least favorite by far, it's the one that made me want to stab people in the face. Well, actually, I'm not even sure that's the least favorite anymore.
Guys, no, I thought that movie was really nice.
Nice. Nah. It's nice. Don't put them on ice. Ah, I'm Batman. They should have had Arnold play Batman. I'm Batman.
Yeah, that collateral damage.
Nah, no, everybody know who Bruce Arnold Wayne was because he talked like that.
Yes.
No, I'm not Batman. Why do you think I'm Batman? I'm Bruce Wayne.
I feel like Batman and Robin is obviously the worst because that whole series was a downward spiral.
Of doom and death, yes.
Yeah, of camp.
Well, the Bat credit card was just about the worst thing I've ever seen in a movie.
Or the best thing ever.
I don't know.
No, it was definitely not the best thing ever.
How do you even cash in your fucking reward points? They need your ID for you to have credit.
The 60s TV show and Batman the movie were camp on purpose.
Yes.
And they were fun. But basically, those movies they just descended into camp, like, and not on purpose.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, it really seems like it was on purpose toward the end.
Okay.
But, like, it was meant to be weird, and it became silly very, very quickly.
Those movies, like, exemplify everything that the 90s has done to most genres or, like, series.
That's a good point.
It's really, it turns them into manufactured shit.
Because when did Daredevil come out?
2003.
I thought it was in that
area. I don't think you can even put them in the same league. Batman and Robin does catch a lot of shit, okay? But I'm going to come to his defense by saying that we really have to blame Tim Burton for Batman the movie for all the other subsequent movies. Because that movie was also really fucking silly.
I don't think it was nearly as terrible.
No, it wasn't as bad. No, I'm saying they got progressively worse. And I think like that's very obvious to everybody.
Well, what do you think
but
of
I'm
Batman
saying,
Returns?
I'm saying that started... I think Batman Returns is awful.
What?
Yeah, Batman Returns is awful. There are penguins that shoot missiles. It's just as bad.
It's not as bad as
Batman Forever, but it's almost as bad. And then Batman Forever is almost as bad as
Batman. Did you guys ever hear that Tim Burton quote where he said, "I would never read a comic book"?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very obvious by watching Batman. Yeah. Those movies are 2-hour toy commercials.
Admittedly, yeah. Like,
although I love Batman's toys. Cold suit.
I will say that the first
Batman's desert Sahara suit.
The first Batman I really enjoyed. I will say that I felt like the origin story was decent. Mm-hmm. I like Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne, but
yeah, but not so good as Batman.
Batman because mm-hmm. he's little and got his curly hair. You know what I mean? It's like you don't look like somebody who could kick anyone's ass.
Yeah, why the fuck was Thomas Jane Punisher? All right, sorry.
Thomas Jane is awesome as Punisher.
In the movie that he directed, not either the ones that he starred in or the one he starred in.
He's a scrawny dude. All right.
Thomas Jane, scrawny?
He's ripped compared to us.
Thomas Jane's Hollywood buff.
Yeah. Help me out, guys. Thomas Jane, buff dude. Yeah.
There was an entire scene just devoted to showing him shirtless. Did you not see the muscles?
Thank you.
I saw him in person at Comic-Con and he
doesn't like the way men look.
We're not talking about real Thomas Jane. No, sincerely, all movie stars are little bitches. My friend Richard is 5'10". He stood right next to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger is 5'10". Arnold Schwarzenegger is 5'10".
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim Babb said, "I saw Batman and Robin and Speed 2 on the same day. Almost put me off movies forever."
Oh, you want to know one thing? Another
Schumacher's worst and Jan de Bont's worst in the same day.
You want to know something that put me off of movie reviews forever? I don't listen to anybody's movie reviews ever again. Mm. No movie critic is unassailable to me because Ebert and Roper gave Speed 2 2 thumbs up.
What?
Look it up.
That's fucking ridiculous.
The problem with Ebert and Roper, it's a binary system. Thumbs up and thumbs down is a binary system. It's not as good. It's not as good a measurement as 1 through 5 stars. 1 through 5 stars is a much more successful rubric.
I don't give a fuck if there's ones and zeros on there.
Klee wrote,
"You don't give that a thumbs up."
You don't give him any thumbs up. It fucking sucked. Have you ever seen Hung on HBO? Good Lord, Becky. Please.
Of course I haven't seen that.
Thomas Jane's normal state. He put on 25 pounds of muscle to play Punisher in the movie.
Yeah.
Purely of muscle.
It was By the way, 25 pounds
on me would just put me at average weight.
You know, it's just like if Robert De Niro trained like that for Raging Bull and Raging Bull was a raging piece of shit, like the Punisher movie, which sucks.
Oh, Stouty, my friend Stouty says Batman and Robin also has a riff tracks and is my favorite riff track. So everybody check that out. We should check that out at some point.
I'm going to find that tonight.
Just to chime in on the Batman thing, the one thing that I do agree with Matt in that is that 1989 Batman was the most serious they would allow comic book movie to get at that time. We're talking about the last conception that these people have seen of Batman. He had a fucking gut. He's climbing up a wall, walking sideways in a warehouse somewhere. You know what I mean? To go from that to a guy who throws dudes down wells and blows them up with his car and fights scarred black dudes in bell towers and drops clowns off of buildings. I'm sorry. That's a big leap.
And there were some bad ass fight scenes in the first Batman.
I'm not saying the first Batman was that bad. I'm saying it opened the door to all of
Batman and Robin. And what was the other one?
The natural Batman Forever.
Which one had Batgirl?
From Batman the movie. When he made Batman Returns,
I'd still fuck Alicia Stone.
Super silly.
I'm not sexist, by the way.
Right.
Batman, they're all
silly,
people.
Though. Penguin and Catwoman, in the conception that Tim Burton had of them, was super silly. Joker smokes people's fucking parents and says cute lines about it. That's not fucking cute.
He's silly.
When he was shaking
Freddy
that dude's hand,
silly. That he does it in kind of a silly way, but he's still killing your ass.
Yeah.
So yes, the other thing about Batman the movie is we all loved it. I'm not saying like I was like walking out of there at 6 years old going, "Yo, it's bullshit. Let me tell you what really Batman is like." No, we all fucking loved it because we were children. You know what else I loved? Fucking toy commercials. I did. I loved the toy commercials where you saw those little clear blocks and like they'd always run the guy through the clear blocks to show him breaking through the wall and you're like, "Where do I get the clear blocks?
Yeah.
Where does everybody get all these fucking things?" Did nobody else wonder that? I want the clear block playset because I want every G.I. Joe to smash through the wall.
I'm gonna say something. I think that I don't like the first Dark Knight movie.
I was actually gonna say I'm surprised nobody has brought up anything
like
from Christopher Nolan.
Batman Begins.
I don't think I like it.
Batman Begins is super overrated.
Yeah, here's what's wrong with Batman Begins.
Not super overrated. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm tired.
There's one thing wrong with it. I'm sorry. I won't say anything else about it. It was way too much about his car.
It
goes on the street, goes on a roof, goes up a wall. That was like 20 minutes in the movie.
My problem in general is actually how they use some of the characters. Some of the characters don't feel like actually fleshed out characters. More so, they feel like they're just being used as plot devices. Mm. In the case of Catwoman in the final movie, especially, you could see it. She had no personality. Admittedly, I thought she did a good job.
She had no personality? I'm sorry. She had no personality.
She didn't feel like a real character to me.
Well, I don't want to start because I have a lot to say about
that. Yeah, he loves this trilogy.
No, say it. Come on.
I don't think that's fair. Number one, Catwoman as a character is treated that way in every Batman comic that she guest stars in. Number two, as in real life, we don't always meet people that are fully fleshed out to us. So I just think that that is not a good argument. She had personality. She had a chip on her shoulder. She had a thing against people with money. She had a plan, and then when shit goes down, she's affected by it. Clearly, that shows
it's not bad.
Just personality.
No, I agree.
I
agree with what you're saying. It's not bad for a big Hollywood movie. Just like people complained about Inception. They're like, oh, it wasn't nearly as smart as I thought it was going to be. It's like, for a big budget Hollywood movie, it was pretty smart.
I loved that movie. Yeah, I don't care.
A lot of people complain, oh, it was so dumb. They just kept explaining stuff the whole time. I'm like,
that's because you're stupid.
For a big Hollywood budget movie, I mean, like, you're talking about putting that up against Transformers. You're like, you just jumped 100 IQ points.
Yeah. First off, there's like a zillion comments. People are actually commenting, which is weird.
Don't say that. You want to make it look like we're successful.
Oh, yeah, we're successful.
Time for being self-deprecating.
Mandy says, I like Batman Begins. The Dark Knight is way overblown, which I disagree with. You can die, Mandy. Not really, because your last name is Die. I love you. Okay. It was okay. Heath Ledger was okay. It wasn't the best movie ever. Clea Wiggins, she had that butt on the bat cycle, though. Becky knows what I'm talking about. Or at least comedian Bruce Jingles knows. That's the guy I'm on the road with. And he's black and likes big asses.
I'd have to say that Heath Ledger did actually a spectacular job, in my opinion. I thought he was fantastic.
I think so, too. And yeah. I will say this. This is something Ed has talked about a little bit. In a lot of the Batman movies, it feels like Batman has been actually the cause of, like, at least the new ones, the cause of every problem in fucking Gotham.
No, yeah, he's totally a catalyst.
Bruce Wayne, at least, has been the cause. But the second movie...
Oh, God, I'm going to come to Batman's defense. I don't think that's fair.
That totally is fair.
I don't want to defend Batman. Stop.
His stupid family and their stupid machine made the fucking... made it possible for Scarecrow and Ra's al Ghul's whole fucking plan to take place. Yep. And their big ass, we're going to build a power and light district in Gotham. You know what I'm saying? All that shit made it possible for the plan to go through. And his escalation of the war on crime is what created the Joker. You know what I'm saying? That's just, fuck, man. He totally did. And in the third one, he made a fucking hydrogen bomb.
Okay,
and he put it under a lake like an asshole.
The Joker was alive in Spider-Man 2.
But drown it.
But the second one I like because, I'm louder than everybody, so I have to talk back here. The second one I like a lot more. Yes. Dark Knight, I like a lot more because I feel like there was more... it was more Batman trying to figure things out, and it was more him just fighting chaos and having to fight chaos in a way that he had to stay sane, even though he's on the edge of chaos all the time.
In fact, I even liked the idea of him having to swing so far to order that he had to go past what people were comfortable with.
Yes.
That he had to go past what Lucius Fox was comfortable with, where you got Morgan Freeman saying, like, no, you're not doing this. And he's like, no, you just trust me. Got to do this one time. And then he blows it all up after doing it. Like, it's a very well-done movie for a big Hollywood movie. Like, it's very smart. I will say there's not enough, in general, about the about Nolan's Batman, there is not enough punching people in alleys for my taste.
Yeah.
But that's that is a take on the character, and that's okay. He's not an alley-punching type dude. He's a flying around in ridiculous hovering jets and, you know, driving around in tanks with monster truck wheels kind of Batman.
Yeah.
And, but that was the take from the beginning, and so I just rode with it. Like, okay, this is a take on a military industrial complex Batman.
I'd personally like to see a Batman that's all like almost all detective at one point. I mean, I don't know if they'll ever do it,
and
but I would.
Poor.
I'd be okay with poor, but more than anything, I want to see him.
Basically, now we want to watch the Maltese Falcon.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, let's go watch the Maltese Falcon.
So Eric has pointed this out, and this is where we're going to start moving towards here. There's a lot of hate being directed at the Batman films, but franchise wise, it blows the Superman films out of the water.
Agreed.
And so let's talk about that. I think we can talk about most hated, well, almost. Well, and actually, this is something I want to just bring up. Are any of the Superman movies good? Literally.
I think there are good moments.
There are amazing moments. Mm-hmm.
But none of them stand alone as a movie, correct?
Okay. The original Superman, I would say the cut that he was stuck with at the end, with the exception of 2 seconds of film, and even that I can argue, I'm okay with the original Superman 1978. Okay. Yes, it's ridiculous that your villain is basically your fucking comic relief. I mean, he's fighting fucking Jar Jar. I mean,
Mr. Luthor.
It's like really Superman, the guy that like we're all going, well, he's gonna win no matter what. You know, that's the guy. You know, like that they're gonna put up against him. They're gonna put up a guy who's like he's fighting the Keystone Cops.
Yeah,
but like.
That always annoyed me on the first movie, and then also and Ed does a joke talking about this, how he spins around the Earth backwards and somehow.
But this is what I was right.
They decide
that's the thing that I always defend, because he just you can view it that way if you want, or you can view it as he flies so fast that he goes back in time. Period, and only view it as that.
Maybe he's trailing time particles.
They show
the Earth stopping and going backwards.
Stopping and spinning backwards. But if you think of that as just being from an outside perspective, that's not what the Earth is doing. That is a filmmaker technique to show you, oh, time is going backwards for
him.
Well,
they did a terrible job doing that. Because what it came across to me
agreed,
as a physically...
But I'm saying it can be argued. It can be argued that he just flies really fast and goes back in time.
I mean, but here's the thing. You're already suspending your disbelief in giving a guy superpowers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're already doing that. So, but he's still in the real world. And anyone who even has the smallest idea of how physics works and how gravity works knows that part of that has to do with the Earth spinning around.
Right.
In a specific direction.
I'm not arguing that the Earth spinning works. I'm saying that if you view that not as him grabbing the Earth and spinning it around, as just him flying real fast and going back in time.
In the comic books, he is so fucking powerful and he still can't do anything like that.
Yeah.
So what I think sucks about all the Superman movies is, A, you got a dude with 15 fucking powers, but you insist on giving him some more? This motherfucker kisses bitches and makes them forget everything. This dude rips off his insignia and throws it around, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
This dude looks at the Great Wall of China and builds it with his mind and his finger. Get the fuck out of here. He can fly and do all this shit. You're going to add some extra powers? Why don't you make him a telepath that can swim really well?
I completely agree, and I don't understand any of that stuff, why they did that.
And he's a time machine.
But Christopher Reeve sells the moment of flying away from the Earth, brokenhearted about Lois and flying with all of his might and going so fast. And it gives you something, if you're a fan of the comic book. It doesn't give him a new power. It's saying he pushes himself to the limit, flies as fast as he fucking can. And we already know,
because his bitch got smashed in the canyon.
I'm saying,
we dudes in Africa die every day. People in China die every day. Fuck. Your bitch gets smashed in the canyon quake, and all of a sudden I find new reserves.
We are biologically driven to care for people that are close to us. We were biologically driven to care for our kin, not for all the people that are dying right now while I'm saying this sentence. Because guess what? A lot of people are dying right now while I say this sentence. I don't care about them.
Well, let me tell you something. If I was Superman,
caring about them, I'd be saving them. That is a biological imperative. What now?
If I was Superman, I'd be trying to save some of them at least.
I mean, you wouldn't be doing a podcast?
No, I wouldn't be doing a podcast. I'd be saving people's asses.
A podcast would kill a million people.
Also...
See, but then you get into the argument of, like, does he have to be like Flash in Kingdom Come, where he never stops doing anything ever, where he's just constantly a blur that's
I do get that,
fixing
that
things.
As a reservation, he does need his own life. But the thing I don't like about all of these movies of both of these characters is they have decided whoever's hot in Hollywood right now gets to be the master of this superhero. Who the fuck says, dude? You know what I'm saying? Like, Mario Puzo wrote the first drafts of the first two Superman screenplays. He wrote Godfather. What about Godfather or Godfather 2 tells you this motherfucker knows about Superman? Not a goddamn thing. Yeah. I read the original screenplay. This nigga flew up to the sky. I'm black, by the way. This nigga flew up, this nigga flew up to the sky and high-fived an eagle. This is what Mario Puzo wrote on paper and handed in.
Telling me we could have had a Superman movie where he high-fives a motherfucking
eagle?
That actually
sounds really badass.
Jesus Christ.
It sounds more hardcore than Earth.
If Tim Burton had gotten his way and gotten his
I just hate how, like, if you're a hot author or a hot screenwriter, you get a chance to take the keys to these cars. What if Danielle Steele was hot in the 90s and they decided to make Batman movies and Danielle Steele wrote all the fucking Batman movies?
Would
that be cool? Fuck no.
That goes to say, then who should be in charge of them?
There would have been,
I think they should give
there
would
have been a lot of bat-fucking going on is what I think would have happened.
A shot to whichever comic book creator has proven a vision that they can actually, and maybe even give them a co-director. Look at the Wachowski brothers. They worked in comics. They worked in
they're
films
not brothers
almost
anymore.
Equally, and they, yeah, brother and sister. The Wachowski siblings now. But look at what they did. They wrote comics. They wrote Bound, which is a lesbian-themed noir, and they showed enough vision, and they wrote Assassins.
By the
they
way, that movie is why I'm gay.
You just can't say that. You're gonna ruin
Jennifer Tilly is why I'm straight. So
also, the part that you're, except for that, you're just gay.
There's that too.
When you're gay,
I would fuck Jennifer Tilly on a box with a fox.
As a I would fuck the little puppet of Jennifer Tilly in the Chucky movies.
Okay, I gotta tell you a couple of things. This is actually something interesting. Well, first off, Tim Babb says the flying fast doesn't work because they show him spinning the Earth forward again.
Yes, already acknowledged that.
Yeah, and then the problem with, and this is actually, I think, is really interesting. The problem with Superman is that every villain is going to seem like a joke because he's so powerful. The only really dangerous villains for him would have to be too dark for mainstream movies during that generation.
See, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. I actually think, though, that I think that the, because we were talking about the,
yeah, know, 2 weeks ago I gave killed. My Justice League pitch Justice where League I pitch. Said yeah. you've got to kill Superman.
Yeah,
you've got to just go for it and just kill his ass to where you go, oh, that's how badass the guy is that we're dealing with.
Yeah, and I still think that what they should actually, I think they should have a two pronged attack when making a Superman movie. It should be a Lex Luthor type guy who gets a character that can stand toe to toe with Superman for enough time that he's trying to then kill him with kryptonite and getting the kryptonite orb. Making the kryptonite or whatever it is what's taking him so much time.
So you're saying he should have sent Otis directly at Superman?
Do we...
Otis?
Otis. That was his henchman in the first...
Yes.
Mr. Luthor, you got a pretty
Mr.
mouth.
Mr. Luthor.
Can I say what my biggest problem with the Superman movies is? It's he's such a fucking Boy Scout in those movies that it ruined Superman's image. And that's not particularly the movies. It's actually the comics code that's at fault here. So, fuck the comics code, but also...
I'm okay
Superman
with him being a Boy Scout. Not everybody is an anti-hero. I'm okay with there
Superman
being heroes.
Superman wasn't a Boy Scout. Superman shouldn't be a Boy Scout. It makes him uninteresting.
He was a Boy Scout in the 30s comics.
I would argue that...
Wasn't. No,
he wasn't.
Throwing
he
people out of buildings.
Meters, and he bent their knives on his steely chest, and he smacked guns out of people's hands.
Yeah, there are badges for all those things that you just said.
And he threw their cars on top of them and shit. He fucked people up in the 30s, dude.
He fucks people up now. He killed... Yeah, Superman fucks people up. That doesn't mean he's not a Boy Scout.
Dude, he was like the bear Jew in the 30s. That's all I'm saying.
He was a
like
space golem.
Jew, you know what I mean? Right. He was
a space golem. And Darkseid is a space Hitler.
Do we actually know who the villains are in the next movie coming out?
Zod.
Zod?
And his wife.
Yeah. And it looks like, I mean, there was a new poster out. Were you going to mention this?
There's
a new poster. It's him in handcuffs, and the government's like taking him somewhere.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
It looks pretty badass.
Yeah.
That looks pretty cool.
And I'm curious to see how Superman ends up going to jail.
I saw it.
You know what I mean? Like, that's an interesting.
This is the first time I've seen him with his fucking haircut. He looks excellent as Superman.
It really does.
I was wrong for thinking that he looked wrong for it.
No, he looks great.
He had a big Guido haircut in the very first one where he's kind of stopping the train, that iconic image of him stopping the train or whatever, and all the records around him. He looked like a big Guido. He's like, hey, I'm from Jersey. I'm the Jersey Superman. I got heavy arms. Fuck it.
I got to say, I loved Brandon Routh. I loved him. I loved his interpretation. It's like the movie was terrible,
but
it was a piece of shit. But Brandon Routh was great, and wanted him to come back like and be given another shot. But you knew because the movie was so bad, that was it. We had our Superman. We had an excellent Superman.
Yeah, I thought he was good. The movie was just fucking terrible. Just what I was hoping to see. Krypton's Most Wanted. Klee says throwing people out of buildings are just 30s style parenting techniques. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Classic.
That's a good point.
All right. Superman 2, 3, 4. Real quick, ranking these things.
Yeah.
Okay. Superman Returns.
The best, except for the amnesia kiss. And this whole conception of, like, when he rolls back to Lois and he's like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I have to give him my powers for you, baby. And she's like, you're not the man I fell in love with. I wanted him to get his powers back and punch her fucking face off.
Yeah. I wanted him to never lose his powers and be like, look, bitch, it's got to be between me or, you know, between
and
you
saving
and
the entire world.
You and everybody else. We'll pick everybody else.
Exactly.
Never tell a woman that, Black.
She's basically like, hey, you know that little Timmy guy that just fell into Niagara Falls? He should be fucking dead, and I should have everything I want.
Yeah, fuck Lois Lane.
I need a ring on this finger and a little tiny skeleton running down Niagara Falls.
Right, but that's the thing. That's not what she wants, and it's like a microcosm of relationships in and of themselves. If you're a man, if you're a man with a hot girl, you're probably some aloof asshole, and that's the whole reason why she liked you. And then when you become a nice, nurturing dude, she goes, fuck that.
And
that's
lame. Love that. I love that as a metaphor.
You got to be an aloof,
especially
nice
dude. As somebody with constant stubble and long hair who is a nice guy who gets mistaken for a bad boy all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love that as a metaphor. The problem with it, though, is that for some reason, in the Fortress of Solitude, Jor-El left him a crystal that would take his powers away.
Also,
he should have just left him one video that's like, look, no, don't do that.
Yeah. Well, and also
look,
like,
let's have a little talk, son. Never lose your powers for a bitch. Next. Right.
No, it's
so they're so advanced that they can literally change their entire genetic makeup.
Did you say like, heroes before hoes?
Yeah. Heroes before hoes. Cryptos before hoes. Yeah. Here's the thing. I remember enjoying the first Superman movie. I remember watching it and, you know, being like tense when he was chasing the missiles.
Yeah.
And I remember all, you know, all those things. And I annoyed at certain things. Like, why is Lex Luthor an idiot? Because I remember reading the comic books and he's like a genius who like is a match because he's so fucking smart. Instead, he's like just pulls things off out of luck pretty much.
Oh, and he's a real estate agent.
One quick point. If Superman wasn't so goddamn handsome, he would have died at the in that pool. If that chick didn't jump in there and save his bitch ass because he was cute, he would be dead.
Yep.
If Superman had a big nose, he'd be fucking dead.
That's right.
That's all I have to say about
that. Also, let's talk about the Superman, the newest, what was it, Superman Returns, when he lifts an entire continent of kryptonite.
Yes.
What the fuck, people who wrote that shit, I'm sure you're listening, get your shit together. Kryptonite kills Superman. If he gets stabbed with a giant piece of kryptonite while lifting a continent of kryptonite, you know what happens? He fucking dies. There is no complication there.
I feel like the 90s Batman series, it just gets worse as it goes.
Yeah, and
Superman.
Hopefully they'll fix it.
I think the original 1978 Superman, if you get a chance to go see it in the theater at some point, because there are a lot of theaters in LA that do things like this.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to see it in the theater, The dumb Gene Hackman stuff does not hold up, but the rest of the movie is a really fun watch still. Mm-hmm. And Superman 2, I think there's a lot of fun stuff in that as well. 1 and 2 kind of hold up as silly movies, mm-hmm. but fun movies.
The one thing I'm really hoping for the new movie is 2 just... They just pound the fuck out of each other, like through buildings and mountains and shit.
The best fight in all of those movies put together is Superman 3 when he fights himself.
That's true.
That is the best fight. Because that's a knockdown, drag out, him just punch, you know, throwing each other around, breaking shit.
Have you seen the Comic-Con trailer for Man of Steel?
Nope.
It's blurry, of course. It's online. But they show like 2 glimpses full of Superman and some other character, probably Zod, throwing each other into buildings, exploding shit, throwing each other into banks.
That's awesome.
It looks epic.
It's Zack Snyder, so we know it's going to look pretty. Well,
and it's Christopher Nolan, so it's going to sound pretty.
I think this is the one. Zack Snyder is quite handsome. Here's the thing, though. I think this is the first. Everybody's shitting on Zack Snyder so much. All he wants to do is show super people doing super shit. And he puts that in every movie that he does. And finally, they give him a movie with a super dude, like 3 of them.
Yeah,
and
this is the correct movie for him.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
A subtle movie is not what he should be doing. He was really good at 300 because 300 isn't subtle.
Yeah, and why would Superman be subtle? This whole emotionality of Superman, you can get those points over.
Yes, Eric Barnes said, so Richard Pryor, anybody? Yes, that was the worst thing Richard Pryor ever did.
Yeah.
We can all agree with that, I'm sure.
Way worse than doing that 8-ball and catching himself on fire.
Yes, literally worse than that.
Richard Pryor, respect, please. Okay,
yeah.
I'm putting the flag.
Greatest comedian ever.
Yeah, dude.
Perhaps.
First of all, Richard Pryor, he got paid like $7 million of 70s Negro money. So fuck off with that shit. I would be in fucking Eskimo 4 for that much money.
Oh, Tim Babb pointed out something. No John Williams score is going to sound like Who Gives a Crap. Okay,
Superman 4 is my least favorite out of all of them.
Yes.
Because he looks at the Great Wall of China and builds it back with his
finger.
This
is ridiculous.
He just waves his finger and all the bricks go back into the Great Wall of China, dude.
This is ridiculous.
I've always loved Superman 2 just because of how he gets rid of Zod. It makes me laugh every time.
Yeah, that is really fun.
How they trick them into going to the... And then he breaks his... He kneels before him, he breaks his hand.
The Foley on that is gorgeous.
Perfect. They're like breaking celery stalks and shit.
Also, both of them, both he and Lois, kill them.
Yeah.
They drop them down into things, mm-hmm. like down the mountains. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah. They get their Boy Scout badges and throwing people off of mountains.
Well, I really love the Superman that kind of is physical and doesn't think too much about what's going on. I mean, this whole brooding superhero shit. Batman goes out and jumps across rooftops. If he sat around thinking about shit all the time, he wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? Like, or brooding over stuff, crying.
I think he multitasks. I think he does it while jumping on buildings.
Right. Hey, brood while you're punching guys in the face. That's
exactly.
Fine.
All right. Well, now we're going to get to the neurotic nerd news with Becky Kluger. Becky.
Okay. We got to get you an intro.
We need a sound effect.
Yeah.
All
right.
Becky on the fart horn.
Do the Wolverine one for her all the time.
Speaking of Wolverine, so the Pope joined Twitter.
The Pope joins Twitter today.
And you can tweet him questions and he'll be answering them. In mid-December, one of the first questions was, who would win in a fight, Wolverine or Jesus?
If he stops following you, does that mean you're excommunicated?
I don't fucking know.
Blocked from heaven. okay, serious question, though. Who would win in a fight, Wolverine or Jesus?
Wolverine.
Jesus has a superior healing factor, right?
Yeah, 3 days later, Jesus would fuck that ass.
Jesus
up.
Would just constantly be turning Wolverine's blood into wine.
And he'd be so drunk, he wouldn't know what the fuck is going on.
He'd just keep him in stupor.
I think Jesus would just do his one superpower, which is nothing.
I think Jesus would turn the other cheek and get it clawed off.
And get his face clawed off. He'd just come out and bring the second coming.
Of course, that's, you know, thinking that he's real.
Right. So Pope joined Twitter. The Dark Knight trilogy comes out on Blu-ray tomorrow.
Okay.
There's 5 discs. I don't know what the other 2 discs are for. If you should look into that.
by the way, if you guys haven't heard this is hilarious. This is a hilarious story. Alfred. Help me out. Alfred.
I'm with the guy's name.
So played Alfred.
Michael Caine. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, Michael Caine was like, I'm going to vote for myself for best supporting actor for Dark Knight Rises.
Hey,
so
this is real.
I was like,
why not?
I think
he deserves it.
Okay. Right, yeah. Quick fact check. He uses his eyes to fix the Great Wall of Tim Babb. Eric Barnes put excommunicated. Like, you know.
Excommunicated. Yeah.
All right. Go on.
There's new downloadable content for Skyrim. Far Cry 3 comes out tomorrow and looks like it's going to be awesome. Story's going to be awesome. There was a mention earlier in the show of Ebert, and Roger Ebert once said that that video games cannot be considered art. And fuck him and his lack of a jaw. And
gave it thumbs down.
The game is already getting amazing reviews from people. There's been some stills. It looks absolutely gorgeous.
Which one?
Far Cry 3.
Better be as good as a movie.
Is it? Do you need to play
isn't
1
Till
and 2?
It's
movie?
Like no, Skyrim with guns.
It's directed by Uwe Boll.
Oh, I suck at gun stuff.
You can just watch me play it.
Okay.
I have a really good surround sound.
Do you guys
system.
Like Far Cry better than Uncharted?
No, I'm in love with Uncharted, but that's because I want to sleep with the main character.
Who doesn't?
I mean, oh God, he's so cute.
We talked about that on my podcast. Even the donut version, the fat version that you can download.
Oh my God, that was
still,
the best.
Like, everybody says they'd still fuck him.
He is ridiculously hot just by personality alone. But no, those games are spectacular.
I'm the donut version of myself.
My favorite is...
Somewhere there's a regular Edgar.
Yeah, that's a regular one.
All right, Becky?
And the Bat... Oh, wait. No, I already said that. There's going to be a Jurassic... Batman, you guys. There's going to be a Jurassic Park 4.
What?
Mm-hmm. One?
Yep.
Yeah.
Who's and, making Jurassic Park 4?
Why do you expect, like, details
from me? Is it going to be in 3D?
Did you hear the nerd news? Say something neurotic right now.
Did you guys actually see the initial sketches for Jurassic Park 4?
No.
They were humanoid dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park 4.
Door, right?
Now it's personal.
Well, that movie got
scrapped, but yeah. They were the coolest sketches ever.
Yeah, it might be like, you know that, is it Deep Blue? Where like, it's about great white sharks.
Deep Blue Sea,
yes. And like but like there's like extra genetic enhancements, so they're extra aggressive and stuff. I feel like that's what Jurassic Park 4 is going to be like.
Well, I mean, the one thing
using them as weapons. Normally, totally sweet and nice T Rexes and Velociraptors are suddenly going to turn into killing machines.
This is the thing, though. Honestly, this is literally what would happen. Rich guy makes island full of dinosaurs. 1 week later, Barack Obama lands in a fucking helicopter and starts discussing how to weaponize them.
Yep.
That's literally what would happen.
Turn them into drones.
As soon as dinosaurs come, dinosaurs dropped on Iraq. Iraqis getting eaten by dinosaurs that are dropped in big bubble packs from C-130 planes.
God bless America. God bless America.
We would do that. And that would be awesome.
Course,
let's be honest.
Weaponizing dinosaurs is the way to go.
That's a movie I'd watch.
Yes.
Can they be zombie dinosaurs?
Zero Dark 30, starring dinosaurs. Dinosaurs eat Osama bin Laden. You know what I mean?
Batman? Who's playing Batman?
Oh, Joseph Gordon-Levitt might be playing Batman in the new Justice League movie.
Hmm. I have heard that is not true.
Well, that's what I read, too.
They flatly denied that and said that Bruce Wayne would be the Batman in Justice League.
Thank God. He should be.
Wait, there's a real Bruce Wayne who's going to play Bruce Wayne?
the story is that they were going to have
him play the same character from Dark Knight Rises.
Oh,
that is a rumor.
The one that they named Robin, said, for fuck's sake.
Right. They have said that that the Batman in there will be Bruce Wayne.
So what's his code name going to be? Is it going to be Robin again so that everybody knows it's Robin?
It's with a Y now.
Yeah.
It's going to be John.
Fucking
He's
ridiculous.
Have a J on his chest.
Oh, Stouty said, so we should have Jurassic Park 4 raptors with guns.
Hell yeah.
Strap guns to anything makes a badass.
So do you guys know what steam is? They made like a...
You mean the thing that they use to make trains move?
No, not that.
The
not, like the more important
steam.
It's
a dreamer's dream, right? That's a Peter Gabriel joke. It's just for me.
Okay, the more important steam is one that,
the
that allows
platform?
Us to play video games. Yeah. That are good, like Borderlands, and they did Half-Life 2, right? Portal.
Oh, so good.
So good, right?
Yeah, Team Fortress.
Yeah, of course, and Team Fortress 2. So Steam has like their own interface you download, and for a limited time, all their games are 75% off.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're also working on a new system that's going to be coming out soon. Yeah. They're in early betas with it.
Do they have Portal to just download?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's 75% off right now?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Dude.
If you've never played Portal 2, it is so goddamn funny. Like, the puzzles are great, but it is nonstop hilarious.
It's one of the best games ever made.
Yeah, I can't play video games.
That keeps talking to you and stuff. Like, yeah. Hey, I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm sorry.
GLaDOS, yeah. GLaDOS is amazing.
And there's going to be a new Avengers 1 on Wednesday or something.
Right. Brian Bendis is gone from Avengers, finally. So we'll have an Avengers that's not written by him.
But he's such a good writer.
he proves it every page with 5 pounds of dialogue every page. Luke Cage, you took a shit. Yeah, man, I've been really ruminating on this shit for 4 pages, man.
He's been pondering it for hours.
Right. Klee
said that also Batman Arkham Asylum Armored Edition is coming out for Wii.
Ooh. I'm gonna give Bendis the best compliment he can get, which is that he's one of those David Mamet type writers, which is he is very consistent, and some people are going to hate him and some people are going to love him. But he's consistent to his style. That is what he writes. His specific thing is he writes a lot of dialogue. He will like that if he ever hears that, though, because he loves David Mamet.
Okay, I have two more stories. You can get in preparation for The Hobbit that's coming out on the 14th, you can get all the Lord of the Rings on DVD in one box set, or on Blu-ray, I'm sorry, for... not that much on Amazon, and it's 15 discs. So I can only assume that one of those discs...
extended editions?
Yeah. I think one of the discs just shows you how to, like, sew.
It's for the first costumes. Breakfast.
Or how to speak Elven.
Teaches you how to use the other discs.
Oh, also, in a related story, Denny's has a Hobbit-themed menu.
It's so good.
What?
Yeah, me and Becky have gone already.
Oh, let's all go to Denny's
Rich
after this.
Rich Layton got a Hobbit breakfast the other day.
That sounds amazing.
Second breakfast?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hobbit Hole. Also, there's like some water or whatever on Mars, apparently.
And, water on Mars?
There's like so much growing in my car, and no one gives a shit.
By the way, John Carter is really good.
John Carter is really good. I enjoyed that movie a lot.
Yeah.
Really totally fucking underrated. Go see it.
You got 40 seconds. Please plug Awkward Conversations.
Watch Awkward Conversations at 12, from 12 to 1 on Saturdays.
All right, cool.
Be sure to check us out on Facebook and Twitter. We're Awkward Convo Pod on Twitter. We are Awkward Conversations on Facebook, always posting awesome stuff.
Instagram, Pinterest.
Yeah, we really pimp out the social shit.
You guys are busy. I'm a lazy asshole. I'm like, Facebook, that's it.
Go Blackwood. Oh, Ed Greer at Ed Greer Destroys on Twitter and supportdestruction.com.
I'm at Matt Blackwood on Twitter, and listen to my podcast, What Were We Talking About, on iTunes.
And January 6th, me, Becky, Ed Greer, a bunch of other fantastic people at Flappers.
Good night. Holocaust.
Night, guys.
Hi. Get wise, turn me down by my side.